This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
The Broken Man by Josephine Cox, read by Carol Boyd. Part 1, Bedfordshire, February 1952. Chapter 1. There was something disturbing about young Adam. Deep inside, he carried a secret that he could never tell anyone. Phil knew, though, because he recognised that certain look, the slump of the shoulders, the sad eyes that gave little away. Having fought for king and country, Phil knew what it was like to carry a secret. Over the years, he had learned to live with the vivid memory of terrible scenes he had witnessed. He could banter with old companions, but the loneliness of guarding his secret was often unbearable. Though his life was not empty, he ached for the company of a very special person, the one lovely woman he had loved with every fibre of his being, the only woman who was able to bring sunshine into his life, even on a rainy day. He kept himself busy helping his neighbours and occasionally meeting up with locals down at the pub. He earned his living by driving the school bus, and when the working day was over, he would go home to an empty house.